All right, welcome back. Hobblehead Frank, 62nd annual ACC tournament. We are delighted to welcome to the microphone, and not that he's a voice that's unfamiliar. He'll be on WRVA in a few moments, but Dave Kane. Dave, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join Who's Talking in advance of your pregame show. My first question to you, how much fun has the last couple of years been as the voice of the Who's for the basketball team?
Oh, man, I tell you what, beats working, right, they say. But, it's been an amazing run. You know this. I mean, how about you've been around this program longer than I have, and you've been through the ups and the downs along the way. But I think when you have struggled in the past, it's that whole notion of the sweet's a little sweeter when you've tasted the bitter a little bit. And I think we have. And I think last year was very representative of that. You saw it here in Greensboro at the ACC tournament when the fans came out in such mass to watch that championship game against Duke last year. You realized what it meant for these fans that have been searching for this, hungering for this, and now to be a part of it is a broadcaster and be able to ride their coattails a little bit. Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, I don't think anyone would argue that fact.
And, the team, it's got to be a joy working with Tony and his staff, I would think.
Yeah, that makes it even better. You know, I mean, because it's like you do this long enough, you start to root for the people more than the teams. And when you've got people that you really, truly believe in, which I can say I am very fortunate to not only, not only in basketball, we were just talking about in football, too, the quality of human beings that we have in the coaching staff, it makes it really easy to root for them. So that way, when they do have success, it is even that much more of a celebration. So, yeah, it's been fun. And the opportunity to work day in and day out with Tony and his staff is just a joy as well. So, yeah, all roses right now. Let's see if we can keep it that way for a while.
I would think. And tonight, North Carolina in the Greensboro Coliseum, our track record against Carolina in this building, not real good. Maybe our track record against Carolina over the last century hasn't been real good, but more recently it's been a little better. So what do you expect tonight from the Heels and the Hoos?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can throw history out the window because, I mean, we saw that earlier this year. Virginia, what, 6-65 in Chapel Hill prior to their win, now 7-65.
But I was one of those wins.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. So you got the magic touch. But they've been few and far between. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line historically, Virginia. But this is not your dad's Virginia basketball team. I mean, that's the reality. This team has changed. It's breaking the mold from the past. And in a lot of ways, I've heard people talking about this matchup tonight and even if Virginia is fortunate enough to play on tomorrow as well, that for both of the Carolina teams, that you look at this for, well, I say both of the blue bloods, if you will, the Dukes and the North Carolina, this is their chance to stake their claim back and say, hey, we're not ready for a change of regime just yet. So in some ways, that's on the line here tonight. Can Virginia continue to assert itself as one of the preeminent powers in the ACC? Can Carolina reassert itself from that perspective?
No arguing that. This is Frank. We want to thank Dave for joining us. We're really less than an hour and a half away from tip-off, and I know you must be getting very excited about this game. This is a big opportunity for Virginia. The Cavaliers, remarkable season, 29-2, coming off an excellent win where they led from wire to wire against Florida State yesterday. Different crowd today. This will be a very large Carolina crowd. This building will be packed to the gills. But I've seen a lot of Wahoos here, and the Virginia sections are jam-packed. And a lot of Wahoos outside trying to buy tickets. Do you get a sense or feel for the team being ready for this moment?
Yeah, I mean, if there's ever a team, I it's hard to say that this team isn't ready for any moment that we've seen so far. I mean, they have got so much veteran leadership across the board. And when people ask you to compare this year's team with last year's team, to me, I think that's the greatest differentiation because you could make a case even on paper. You could make the case that last year's team was even better than this year's team. But I'll tell you the one thing that doesn't show up on paper is that great intangible of savvy and experience in grit and toughness. I think breaking that door down for the first time initially is such a great feat for any program, and it's such a tough challenge to finally do it. Once you have that door broken down, you know you have done it, and you've got the moxie to do it again. I don't know. I just think there's something about that confidence of having been here and done this before that last year's team was in some ways pioneers and that they were trying to assert this program and re-elevate it to those heights.
They were the trailblazers, but right. I think you're right. Virginia this weekend has an opportunity to be a part of history and really have a little maybe of a changing of the guard, which
correct,
could be significant. A couple of things I'll get you to comment on. Obviously, Tony's made reference to Malcolm Brogdon as an ambassador of the university and the program. I absolutely agree. I think a guy that really represents Tony's program is Darian Atkins. The improvement that you've seen in him from first year to fourth year, has just been extraordinary. And last year we lost Akil Mitchell. Darian's really become that superb defender, able to go out on the perimeter and guard guys. And his offensive skills have increased dramatically through his tenure in Charlottesville.
Yeah, you know, I think in a lot of ways when I look at Darian, I look at him more than anything is the poster child of what you need to have in this system. For Tony and his pitch, is he's talking about the need for patience. And it's not going to happen immediately for a lot of guys. Some guys it will. I mean, London Parentes, he jumped right into the mix as a true freshman, and he hasn't looked back. But it depends on what the needs of that team are and how developed a certain player is, who's in front of him, those types of things. And to your point, his skills have gotten better. Look, I mean, the other part of it is Darian has had offensive skills at times. We've seen those flashes. He just hasn't been able to do it consistently until really this year, his senior year, and he's had a great opportunity to really get those minutes.
Well, the other thing I've been impressed with is his shot selection, his sense of what's a good shot, what's not a good shot. And I know Tony preaches, we don't want a good shot, we want a great shot. And, you know, the unselfishness of this basketball team. But let's go back to the game that's going to be tipping in a half hour. So, North Carolina, what do you see as the keys to the contest tonight?
Well, I think for Virginia, is most games, but in particular in this contest, everybody knows North Carolina's at its best when it's running up and down the floor. When they can get a little bit of that pace going, they can get some points in transition. Really only one team you could say this season, and really in the last 4 years, maybe three years, has done that successfully, and that was Duke earlier this year. We saw Duke, I mean, 14 points isn't a landslide, but shoot, it was more than we've seen in a long time against the Tony Bennett team. And I think it's one of the reasons Virginia, even when they were down, had some degree of success against North Carolina, was the fact that this team, in a lot of ways, Carolina plays into Virginia's hands with what makes them tick. And I've kind of always liked the matchup. We'll see. I did think we saw some more toughness from North Carolina last night than maybe we had last time Virginia saw them. You could see it in their faces last time Virginia won in Chapel Hill. This team was broken. They were beat by about the three-quarters of the way into that game. You could just see it on their faces. Now, I think that they're maybe a little bit tougher than they were, and I think they're going to need to be. Anytime you're going to beat Virginia, you better come and ready to play with that grit and toughness that you're going to need. But I think for Virginia, it starts with transition defense. The other part of it is rebounding, because North Carolina is one of the top teams, the 11th-ranked team in the nation in offensive rebounds per game. Virginia just can't give them those second-chance points because they're another long team. And again, the Cavaliers are not exactly chump change when it comes to the rebounding department, so they're going to have to live up to that billing as one of the top teams there.
You know, I used to say many times defense ends when you get to defensive rebound. There's nothing more frustrating to play a great 35 seconds of defense and give up an offensive rebound and have to do it all over again. And I think the other thing, maybe the last few games, Virginia hasn't been quite as good taking care of the basketball, and they're clearly going to have to really be careful, because the one thing you don't want Carolina to do is get out and transition off turnovers.
Yeah, that starts the transition. You're right.
Well, 14 turnovers yesterday against Florida State. And let's call it for what it was. The referees let the second half go, and they said let them play ball. And there was a lot of contact, a lot of holding, a lot of chesting, and a lot of elbows. And they let them play. And Virginia kind of got away from their smoothness, if you will. But then they regrouped. And, again, that toughness and that resolve, whatever that resolve is. I mean, in almost every game this year that's gone down to the wire, Virginia has shown.
Well, the amazing thing, they just don't panic.
They
never panic.
Well, how many 29-win teams with just two losses in a season could you ever say, as long as you can remember, that has trailed in 14 games in the second half? Oh. I mean, it's amazing, and Virginia's won 12 of those games.
Well, you know, it's funny. A couple of weeks ago, we did our show in Richmond, and I was driving home listening to the Dave Kane, Ted Jeffries broadcast from Syracuse, thinking, what in the heck is going on?
You weren't alone.
Oh, the Tobin's Syracuse. Yeah.
So, you know, fortunately that turned around. But, I mean, you know, it sounds like we're kicking the ball over the gym. We can't score. We can't shoot. And you must have been thinking the same thing.
No question. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Every once in a while I listen back to my the broadcast. When I listen back, I can hear our breaks. I went to ad break, and I said something to the effect. I heard myself say, oh, we went to break. I said, what in the heck is going on here, guys? As I started looking at everybody around me,
I could assure you, you would not have wanted to hear the breaks with Mac and me doing the game.
That might have been the family version, right there.
FCC would have taken us off the air. But anyway, right, again, you know, and I even the TV announcers that night in Syracuse, they were almost amazed that Virginia was going to be ahead at halftime, given the way they started the game for the first 10-plus minutes.
But, again, that's the resilience and the toughness. You know, I loved what Malcolm Brogdon, he had a quote a couple weeks ago when they asked him a little bit about his idea of pressure. He says, I don't really feel pressure as much. Is what it does is it brings out almost a sensory, I'm more alert, I'm more ready, and I try not to feel the pressure. I actually really believe that because you watch him walk in onto the court. He's yawning in these critical moments. I just don't think he feels pressure the way a lot of us do, and what a great asset to have at that position, no less.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, we were talking about rebounding earlier and just some of the abilities this team has. Darian Atkins has been terrific on the boards. Anthony Gill has been terrific on the boards. Mike Toby yesterday, I was wondering why he wasn't getting more minutes. I mean, and then you look at the way Malcolm Brogdon and even London Perentes and Justin Anderson come back to the boards to get those defensive rebounds. And I really do think that is the key to the game today. If they can keep Bryce Johnson, James, and the rest of those, 6'10" guys off the boards and get out and get the slow break going, I think that just takes all the air out of Carolina.
Yeah.
I used to say it's me at the cafeteria, no seconds.
what your wife's key is, right?
That's right.
Keep them off the board.
Linda hadn't won that argument very often.
Dave, we thank you for taking a few minutes to join us before you go on the air with your broadcast. Good luck with the broadcast.
Thanks,
good
fellas.
Luck to the Hoos. Have a long, deep run. We expect to be listening to you April the 6th from Indianapolis.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
All Thank right, Dave Kane, voice of the Hoos. And we're about to sign off. Frank, any last comments before we say goodnight here from the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament?
Well, certainly a couple things. Number one, I think Virginia will find a way, as they have done all year, to win this game. I expect Virginia to win today by at least 5 points. I think it's Carolina's lack of composure with their guard play and Virginia's excellent defense on every possession will neutralize the Carolina strengths. We want to thank Ortho Virginia, LeClaire, Ryan, West Broad, Hyundai, TGI Fridays, Stower, the Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Hildrip Transfer, Kelleher Heating, Richmond Allergy, Foss Home Team, The Sabre, LeBaire at the Jefferson Hotel, and our friend Sarge Reynolds. So we thank everybody for giving us the opportunity to be down here. Go Hoos, get it done tonight. Let's have fun.
Let's do it, and let's hopefully we're back here Saturday night.
And don't forget the fun's in winning.
Absolutely. We like to win. And next Monday night, the Hoos will certainly be a big topic of discussion, and we will know where they're playing in the NCAA tournament.
We'll talk about the bracket.
That's right. All right, stay with Hoos Talking, and good luck, Wahoos, tonight.
We'll talk to you Monday night.
You've been listening to Hoos Talking on Fox Sports 910, sponsored by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stower Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Get a podcast of Hoos Talking at FoxSportsRichmond.com.